Updating software and firmware on an IoT device over the air is complicated and tricky. Many things can go wrong. Mender.io will help you. It's an open source project. Einstein actually is here to talk to us about it. Hi everyone, thanks for watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and here today we're going to talk about device management and over-the-air updates. And for that, we have Einstein from Northern Tech. Thanks for joining us, Einstein.
Sure, thank you, Olivier.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, and then we'll talk about Mender.io, which is an open source project you're one of the tech leads on, and that actually allows doing fantastic things with devices.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm the CTO of Northern Tech, the company behind Mender. Mender is a over-the-air open source update manager.
Okay. So I hear the idea here is to update devices over the air, but not just application. It's also about firmware, right? When we talk about securing devices, it's important that these devices are always up to date.
Right.
But also allows, you know, to bring new features and functionalities to your IoT devices.
Exactly.
So IoT Hub provides an infrastructure or a platform to manage devices, but it's a platform, right? So tell me a bit more about Mender.io. What does it do? How does it do that?
Right. So we focus on over-the-air updates in particular, end-to-end, and like you say, system updates and application updates. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit similar to your smartphone, iOS, okay. For example.
Okay.
We'll get updates now and then, and then mm-hmm. you also have applications run on top of iOS.
Okay.
That are also getting updated. And so that's fine for a mobile phone, Android, iOS, but mm-hmm. how do you bring this to an IoT device? How can you do this in a robust and secure way?
Yep. Yeah, because actually, I like you bring robust because you don't want a device to go off and not work anymore, and then you have to send someone to go fix it manually because it would kind of void the idea of doing over-the-air updates, right?
Exactly.
And on devices, there are actually millions of them in the field. That's not sustainable if it's not robust.
Exactly.
Security is important as well. You don't want someone to actually hack your device by injecting code, so you need to make sure that whatever software runs in there and is updated is the right one.
Exactly.
Tell me more about how you do that and how you make it robust.
Sure.
And how you make it secure.
Sure. So on the robustness side, we have two system partitions. Mm-hmm. So we never update the system we're running on, but we update a different system.
Okay.
And then whenever the update is completed, we just start a new system, basically.
Okay.
So that means that even if you lose power, you can just unplug the device in the middle of the update process. It will still just boot into the system you were in.
Yeah.
So the device
Stable.
Will still be yeah. operational. Yeah.
And that means as well you can do rollbacks, right? If something
right.
goes wrong in your update, then you can you still have a working version there.
Exactly. So if you do reboot into the new update, you can do some checks. Okay, is my application working?
Yeah.
Can I collect data still? Can I talk to Azure? If not, we can just roll back to the old partition.
Okay, love it. You had some more slides, right?
Yes, exactly. So I have a quick introduction about Mender. So this gives a little bit overview of what we just talked about now. So you can see there's a server component and a client component, and then the partition layout you can also see in this slide.
And so the server actually would be whether hosted on the cloud provider, or as an enterprise, you can actually run it on-premise in your own infrastructure, correct?
That's correct. So we have a hosted Mender, which is a SaaS service where you can basically just connect your device to hosted Mender, don't have to worry about server infrastructure at all.
Okay.
Or you can host it if you have more privacy or security concerns or regulation concerns, you can self-host.
Or you work offline. Maybe you have your on-premise, you have devices in the factory, you want everything to happen down there.
Exactly.
Okay. How does that integrate with IoT Hub and the Azure tools that we have for IoT management?
Good point. So I'll move on to the next slide. So these are some of the benefits with Mender. I think we covered most of these already. But it's fully open source, no vendor lock-in, client-server solution.
Okay, like it.
And we focus a lot on integration because when you're developing a new IoT product, important to get it to market quickly, so you don't want to spend too much time on trying to integrate with different solutions and how would you get over-the-air updates to work.
Makes sense.
So this is also part of the Azure work that we've done. So with Azure, you obviously need to connect your device to the Azure platform.
Yeah.
You need it to be securely authenticated. And now you also need over-the-air updates. So you need to connect it to Mender also, for example, if that's what you're using. Mm-hmm. So you have to manage this multiple authentication set, multiple registrations, and you need both these services. So this is what we're trying to solve with this integration that we've done, that you can just use one identity and a single set of credentials to
for both platforms. Basically, you end up with one solution, one identity and authentication key for the device itself to connect to both services, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I have some, so these are some of the benefits you get out of it. So you don't need to register it in multiple places.
Yeah.
And you can correlate also the device from Azure and Mender. So if you see some problems from the analytics in Azure, you can actually look up that same device, same identity in hosted Mender.
Got it.
And you can deploy an update to it.
So Mender specializes in the over-the-air updates, and ITApp provides all the other services right, to do analytics on that data after the fact. So basically now you're connecting these two worlds, making it easy for developers to integrate the both of them.
Exactly.
Okay. Looks good.
Thank you. So I have one more
another
slide.
Another diagram, right?
Yeah. So there's the last diagram. And this relates a bit to the demo that we'll go through as well.
Okay.
So what's the workflow that the user goes through using this integration? So like today, you would create a device in Azure, in DPS and IoT Hub.
Yeah.
But what we've added is Azure function that when you do that, you will actually also create the device in hosted Mender using the same credentials and same identity.
Got it.
And then you can obviously build on top of that to take benefit of the Azure platform, reporting analytics, and also deploying software updates.
Got it. Too. Awesome. I want to see that in action.
Yeah.
So you have to show me a demo here.
Let's see. So let's start out. We're starting out blank with the Azure environment. So you can see the we have a DPS service, and we have IoT Hub here. That doesn't have any devices yet.
Got it. So blank slate.
Blank slate. And we also have hosted Mender, which is also in the same state.
Got it.
Nothing here.
Okay. So that's that's what Mender IO looks like in the hosted version, right? So you have your devices list in there.
Yeah.
What you would typically do in a workflow, like let's say no Azure involved, Mender IO, you would actually create a new device or group of devices.
Yes.
It would actually generate the credentials for the device then to use them in the client for doing the connectivity and software updates, right?
Right.
Okay.
So there's a couple of models. So one we have is where you could accept the device after the fact. So you can simply connect the device and it will show up as pending here. But that's not, it's more for demo purposes. It's not very scalable to manually approve devices.
Yeah, no, I should figure.
So what you're alluding to is the pre-authorize is where you would create the device in advance on manufacturing.
Got it.
Well.
So then you have like a certain type of device that you define in Mender, and then when you push an update, you can actually address a group of devices of a certain type to provide your updates. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay. So okay, let's provision that, right?
Yeah.
So you have a device here.
Yeah, there's a device. So this is a BeagleBone Black device.
Okay.
And I've added the Azure IoT device provisioning client to it.
Okay.
So we can actually.
So what is it running right now? Is it?
So this is running Debian.
Okay.
So the standard BeagleBone Black operating system.
So the Mender client actually, what does it work on today?
We support Linux, so we started out with the Yocto project, which is a build system. It's actually the most popular way to run Linux in IoT devices.
Very familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then Debian, we also support and Raspbian. And,
got it. Yep. Okay. Okay. So this one is ready. It has a DPS client. It has a Mender client in there.
Yes, that's right.
And basically, you will provision it in a second, right? Pressing Enter there.
Yes. If I typed everything correctly, it should now be ready to be provisioned.
Enter there.
And then I just need to authenticate it.
There
so there's a lot of output here, obviously. But it's what it's doing, it's connecting to the DPS service in Azure. And it's trying to provision itself using the certificate that we have put on it.
Got it.
So now it's actually completed. So we should
be able
to see what's
going on up there.
See. If it's if we do a refresh, if it's available in Azure.
Boom! Yeah, yes.
There it is.
Cool. Okay.
So this is a standard workflow in Azure. Uh-huh. So what's new here is that if you go to pre-authorized in hosted Mender, you will actually see the same device here.
Okay.
So now it's actually ready to be to be part of hosted Mender. So
got it.
The Mender client is still not running on it, so I will have to start that as well, okay. And it will become
got it.
Provision.
Okay, and so what you needed to do actually on Azure is to have an Azure function
that's right.
Actually hooked up to DPS, yep. DPS triggering, hey, I have a new device,
yep.
And that function actually has credentials to access your Mender I/O hosted account,
right.
And added the same device up there, right?
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
So
that's pretty cool. So the second part is about updating the software on that device.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Cool. So now I just need to start the Mender client on the device, and it will connect to hosted Mender. So obviously this is typically you would automatically start it, but for demo purposes, I did it manually here.
Got it. So you see your device has been actually showing up in there.
Yeah, so now it's fully available. You have some more inventory information. You can see it's connecting. So we can actually start deploying software updates to it.
Okay. You want to show me how you deploy that?
Yes, I will. So I have created a couple of artifacts, as we call them.
Okay.
And they are full system updates for the BeagleBone itself.
Okay.
So there's one updated system, and then this is the one that's already running there, the provisioner. Mm-hmm. So we can switch between them.
Got it.
So these are the output from the Yocto project integration we have, or the Debian integration.
Got it. So you basically, in a typical scenario, you prepare your image with Yocto, the new image with the new app or whatever updates to the firmware are ready,
yep.
And you basically have it on Mender, and then you're going to do, hey, I'm going to do a deployment on all these devices.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Makes sense.
Exactly. So I would just go to deployments, and I can deploy the updated version. I can also make groups here,
yeah.
So if I just wanted to deploy to one customer or to a test group or something like that, I can do that as well. And we do check, this is also part of the robustness part, how the software and the hardware is compatible. So Mender knows that this is a BeagleBone, and then it also knows that the software is built for a BeagleBone.
Got it.
So this is why it will say 101 device will be updated.
Got it.
And then now the Mender client is running on the device, and it will check if there's an update available at regular intervals. And then when it's the server tells it, yes, there's a new updated artifact available for you, it will start downloading it and stream it to the inactive partition.
Got it. And it comes from Mender itself. So the image is hosted on your instance of Mender I/O.
Right.
Right. So basically, you don't go and pick it up somewhere else unknown. You have it there. Do you have any way of signing the image or something to ensure that what you're downloading is actually what you want?
Yes, we do. So there's obviously a TLS transport security.
Okay, yeah.
But we also have, this one is not signed, but we do support code signing.
Okay.
So when you're, as part of your development process, you're doing the QA practice, the QA manager can sign this offline, just test image, sign it with a key, has offline, and upload it. The public key will be on the device to verify.
Awesome. Cool. How long does it take actually for doing such an update
this
as an example?
This will actually take a while, but what I can do instead of waiting,
oh,
I can...
Oh, wow. How many minutes is a while for you?
Maybe
right now?
It depends on the network connection, but I would say maybe like 15, but what we can do instead is to demo the robustness aspect.
Yeah,
so now I just... unplug the device while it was updating.
Yeah.
So if you're not careful on the way you're doing updates, this could lead to problems, obviously.
And yes, obviously, yeah.
And this happens all the time because you have devices running on battery and you have users that unplug devices and you never know.
Classic.
Or, maybe you turn off your car or something like that. So
yeah. So do you have rules you can set up on the device itself for retrying the download, or is it like something that's managed in Mender where you can actually set things up, a number of retries and things like that?
Yes, we can configure this as well. So by default, it will retry I think 3 times.
Okay.
But you can also create scripts or executables to set conditions for when is a good time to do update. For example, for a car, I don't want to update it while I'm on 3G connection on the road, for example. Mm-hmm. But when I get home, I have Wi-Fi connection. You can make a script to check, okay, is it on Wi-Fi? Then I will proceed with the update.
Got it. So here we see one failed.
Yes. So that was unfortunate, but as expected.
Because you unplugged it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So in this case, you can still see the device itself is fully operational.
Yeah.
You can see the log as well. This is quite detailed, but you can diagnose what really happened here.
Okay.
But you can still see the device is still being updated.
It's not messed up, basically.
And it's on the same version that it was before we started the update.
Okay, so safe, still working. You're going to retry the update later.
Yes.
All managed by Mender.io.
Yeah.
Awesome. All of that is open source, so Mender.io, actually we're going to add the links, easy, Mender.io.
Yeah.
Iceland, thanks a lot for that insight into Mender.io and the integration with IoT Hub. You guys, thanks for watching. Hope to see you soon on the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe.